Welcome to Perfect Organism, the Alien Saga podcast. Welcome to our essentially Alien Romulus news update, and we're going to be doing more of these as time goes on, as we get closer to release, closer to the official promotion launch. I am your host, Jamie Prater, and I'm joined by my co-hosts.
Man, I was like so ready to say Patrick Green, and then you threw something else in there, and now I don't even know who I am anymore. But
who are you?
Patrick Green.
And Christian Matzka.
And we are here to really circle the big leaks that happened yesterday. We recorded this kind of in the evening for us. We've released this tonight for everyone to hear. Lots of stuff has leaked out from people like Mr. H, who I'm not really familiar with except for by name, who is a bit of an incendiary persona from what I know, but also someone full of knowledge of Alien Romulus, where his info comes from, I have no idea. AVP Galaxy also released 3 different posts full of spoilers, full of leaks, and lots of interesting things. I only read one of them, and it was one of them I read only had 2 in there. But we're not here to actually talk about the spoilers. We're here to talk about why we're not going to talk about the spoilers and why that's important to us.
Yeah, we find ourselves at a crossroads that is a very important one, and it's one that we haven't really navigated as a podcast before, as a full team. You know, Jamie went through the release of Covenant and had, you know, some opportunity in this kind of arena before, but, you know, for Christian and I, at least, you know, we've never had a platform at a time when an Alien movie is about to come out, and it's putting us in this interesting conundrum, which is, you know, we have access to more information, maybe even than we would like to have at this point, because it's, you know, we want it to be kind of a surprise too. So, you know, what's our kind of journalistic responsibility here? Is it to report on everything we know, or is it to report on what the public knows about this film at any given point in time? We have come to a decision that we feel really, really strongly about, which is that we are only going to be reporting on and reacting to things that are officially released in the lead up to this film. And occasionally we will, you know, shade in some gray areas on things, maybe with some knowledge that we have, but there will be no spoilers in what we cover. There will be no major plot points revealed. You know, we might help to elucidate something like, for example, you know, if this takes place on a ship or a space station or not, small things like that we can talk about and entertain and have dialogue about. But when it comes to actual, you know, fundamental plot elements, we are choosing to not divulge and discuss those for now, because we want you to be surprised when you go to the movie theater or when you watch this on streaming, the way that we also want to be surprised. These spoilers are already out there if you want to seek them out. We're not making a moral judgment on, you know, AVP Galaxy or Mr. H or anybody who's sharing them. Totally their prerogative to do that. But it's also our prerogative to not do that. So we want you to know that you can trust our coverage. You can know that you're not going to have things spoiled. And, you know, we'll be hopefully just as surprised as you are for many of the things that actually happen on the big day, because we ourselves are going to kind of stop reading this stuff and keep it fresh.
We really felt it was important to take into consideration what the fans want from Perfect Organism. And one of the things that really struck us was to keep a group enthusiasm intact the whole way to when the movie releases, and to see it as purely as possible, as untainted as possible. We just had to choose. And this is what we've come down to, is that we want a safe place that people can come and hear our takes on things and what we know. And so, for example, you know, we've talked in the past about how we knew that it was going to be called Alien Romulus, and we knew when it was set. Those things aren't spoilers. Those things are slight details, I'd say. And going forward, that's what we're going to continue to do, but make this a place where people can come and get excited about this movie, not get spoiled.
At least from my perspective, here's the deal about spoilers. There's this option, and I've written this in our groups, Building Better Worlds, if anyone wants to know. Building Better Worlds is our official podcast discussion group that is on Facebook. Come and join up. It's a great team. It's a great group of people. But in that group, I wrote yesterday that with spoilers, the issue here isn't that, oh, just don't read them. Just click away. The problem is people read those spoilers and they post those spoilers in groups and in comments. So, and with throughout fandom. So you might end up scrolling past a spoiler from a film that you didn't ask to see, that There are some people out there who don't give a shit, who don't care. They're just going to post that stuff everywhere. And I personally, just speaking personally, I am disappointed that these outlets shared this stuff. I'm absolutely disappointed. This stuff creates chaos in fandoms. It doesn't promote like healthy fandoms. It just creates chaos because people get angry, people are sharing, people are scrolling. And ultimately what happens is all of these things that should be kept quiet for release are spoiled. And all of these people who've worked on this film for the last 2 years, all of their hard work is spoiled in some ways because a lot of people know and judge what they're going to see before they even see it, because this spoiler said this one thing and I'm not fucking seeing that movie because I don't like that thing in there. And you hear that all the time. I hear that from fans almost daily. Oh, the Covenant ship might be in it. That's not a spoiler, by the way. That's not even a thing. But, oh, the Covenant ship might be in Romulus. If that's true, I'm not even going to go to the theater. A fan said that to me the day before yesterday, in terms of spoilers. This is how dangerous they are. But I also say this. Part of this, it's a difficult thing because there's been silence from the studio. And I think part of what could have helped this is giving something, giving some stills, giving a 15-second clip or something. There's just been nothing. And when there's nothing in an information age, people will find something. Whereas, you know, we had the auditions leak. What was that? 6 months ago? 8 months ago? I don't even remember when.
That was early 2023.
Was it early 2023? Okay. Yeah. So almost a year ago now.
January, I think, 2023.
Wow. There are so many people who've worked on this film and they want to present something to us as fans to enjoy and explore as something new. And to have that spoiled is a disservice to everyone, including the people who made the film, including people like Fede Alvarez, the director. And again, I'm really disappointed in the outlets that shared this. I just think it was a bit irresponsible, to be honest with you. I think that it could have been done better. Again, to Patrick's point, it's people's prerogative to share that stuff. It is, you know, we live ostensibly in a free world, a free country, whatever, do what you want to do. But our actions have reverberations. Our actions cause consequences for other people. And it's just a movie for sure. You know, but this is important. This is my livelihood. This is what I like to do. And to have this stuff spoiled like this is just not the kind of fandom that I want to be in. So hopefully 20th Century/Disney will come through. We are hearing that there's going to be a trailer dropped in March. I don't know how official that is, but it looks like that might happen. And we're certainly going to have a whole roundtable discussion on that trailer once it drops. But I hope going forward that people are a little bit more compassionate before they start sharing a bunch of stuff.
Just one more thing to add to that quickly is, you know, as Jamie's saying, when there is a trailer for this thing, you bet your ass we're going to be covering the hell out of that and freeze framing it and talking about every detail in every frame and analyzing every single element of it in great detail. When there are, you know, promotional photos shared, like, we will be going through everything with a fine-tooth comb and having a great time and discussing it. So, like, we will still be a major hub for your, you know, information on this film. It's just a matter of what we're choosing to to show and what we don't want to show or discuss, rather. So, I think, you know, again, it's a really exciting time. And I really hope that 20th Century does give us a freaking trailer already, because it is getting pretty ridiculous. And I was talking with Micah about this. We were on a hike a little while ago tonight, and we were talking about, you know, like, why there's no trailer yet. And it was hitting me that, like, maybe it is really going to not come until Alien Day. Like, that could be part of why they're delaying it this much at this point. And I'm thinking, like, how ridiculous that would be, because that is, like, so close to the release of the movie. And there's no reason for it. Like, there's no reason. There's already great footage. They already wrapped most of the film that we know of. So, like, share that so that this kind of stuff doesn't happen. Anyway, it's all good. We're excited.
Yeah, to that point, though, I'll add that I have spoken to hardcore Alien fans who had no idea about Romulus. Nothing. They're like, there's a new Alien movie coming? I'm like, yeah, didn't you know? No, I didn't know. So to be this far, or to be this close to release, we're about 5 months, 5.5 months from release, to have people who are in the fandom not know, this is on the studio. And we're in a time now where the studios are kind of in flux. Lots of stuff happening in the industry. A lot of scared studio execs, people kind of not knowing what to do next, a little bit fearful. The movie industry is changing, probably changing in a good way. People aren't responding to the big IPs as they used to. But I also think that it's really important to give people something. Just give them something. And this, it might have staved off some of this, some of these leaks, if we would have had something earlier. It's not to say that this is all on 20th Century, but it's just something to think about. And hopefully we see something soon. So thanks for listening, everyone. And we'll be back with more news when it drops. Actual news, non-spoiler.
Thanks, everybody.